Mutual Broadcasting System brings you The Affairs of Peter Salem. Every week at this time, Peter Salem comes to you transcribed with a story of mystery, malice, and murder. And this week, it's The Affair of the Murderous Mirror.
I am Peter Salem. I shall not take the time, however, to philosophize or ramble on about one thing or another. Because, you see, in the old house that Marty and I live in the estate is overlooking the river, we have a visitor.
My name is Joan Winson, Mr. Salem. Mrs. Joan Winson.
She's rather young, quite pretty, and thoroughly frightened.
You must listen to me. More than that, you must try to believe me.
She couldn't have been married for very long. Nor had she lived for any great length of time with the terror that now shone in her eyes. No one could live for any great length of time with such terror.
I've been married 3 months. My husband, Eric, and I met aboard a ship. We'd both been in Europe. We fell in love and married. When my mother died, Eric and I moved into their old house on 74th Street. The furniture was ugly and stuffy, so one day while we were walking on Garrily Street, I noticed the shop. I wish I'd never seen it. Eric?
Yes, Joan?
That shop there. Let's go in.
The antiques place?
Mm-hmm.
My dear Mrs. Winston, it's quite true that we've been married for more than a month now, but we're not up to antiques yet.
Oh, silly. Please, Eric.
All right.
Eric, what a funny place.
Could stand a few lights.
You can hardly see the furniture. The pieces look like big, crouching animals.
It was your idea. Bet if you open that wardrobe in the corner, bats would fly out.
You said bats, sir? I'm afraid I startled your good lady, sir.
You startled me, too. I said bats.
Oh, you'd be wrong. If anything were to come out of that wardrobe, it would be something quite different.
Like what?
I hardly venture to say. You see, sir, a lady hanged herself in that wardrobe.
Oh?
Joan, do we need a wardrobe?
No. Especially not that one.
Well, then...
Eric.
Hmm?
I just noticed that mirror standing against the wall there.
What about it?
Oh, it's beautiful. I think it's the most beautiful mirror I've ever seen.
It's very old. They don't make glass like that anymore.
Well,
Joan, what's the matter?
I look so funny in this mirror.
Darling, you never look funny. Besides, the glass needs cleaning, that's all.
There's a story about that mirror.
Eric, I want it. I can put it over my dressing table, perhaps. Oh, it's so lovely.
And not very expensive, either. Only $50.
Well, that isn't much.
No.
Matter of fact, it's quite cheap. It's underpriced. Why?
Perhaps because of the story.
What story?
Oh, it's probably not at all true. It certainly isn't pleasant.
What story?
Well, first, you must understand that the mirror was made in the days when witches were being burned on every common and people lived their lives in darkness and fear. A time when things were seen.
Old wives' tales.
Oh, probably, sir. Although many men believed in them. We know better now, perhaps, but 'twas said in those days that a mirror made as this one was, in a rather strange and horrible fashion, showed much more than ordinary mirrors.
What did it show?
The faces of those about to die. Of course, not everyone could see those faces in the mirror. Only...
Only...
those who had the gift.
Well, how could they tell who had the gift?
There were many signs. Perhaps the most certain one...
Joan, it's getting late.
...was what they called the ears of Pan. Ears with pointed lobes.
I hate to interrupt, but Joan, do you want the mirror?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Will you have the mirror cleaned and sent to 3017 East 74th Street, please? The name is Winson.
Yes, sir. This afternoon?
Fine. Joan?
Yes.